is you can handle the truth. Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go again for another great 2 hours of Your Voice Counts on this great radio station, Republic Broadcasting Network. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can't handle the truth. If you can't handle the truth, I guess you don't need to be listening to me or anybody else on this radio station. But I'll tell you what, folks, they will give you an earful. And they will try to get you squared away, as they've squared me away a few times on things I didn't know about, and I really appreciate it. So thank you, RBN, and I'll go into a little bit more of that later. But Glenn Oliphant is our very, very special guest tonight. And Glenn is a survivor of the USS Liberty. A very honored and respected hero of that day. I've been lucky enough to have so many different people on my radio show, but it's always an extra special, I guess you'd say, a little bit of ice cream on the top of a beautiful sundae, to have a survivor that was there. And it gives a different viewpoint, folks, of not just what I've done or what I've said or so on and so forth. It brings back 45 plus years of memories of what went on that day. And hey, listen, we're all getting older, and the survivors are the ones that know the real deal, the real deal, the real truth. So I want you to hang on for just a little bit, Glenn, please. I have to do some USS Liberty business. And I usually do that at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to do it again, just like I always do. And I had a few people call, give me emails and say, Phil, I'm still trying to get your book. And so I'm going to start off with that. What I saw that day, and this is manufactured in the United States by Life and Liberty Publications, P.O. Box 638, Cheltenham, Maryland, 206-23-888-698-8706 is their phone number. If you wish to read my book, What I Saw That Day, please do so. I'd appreciate it. And I want you to also, folks, remember, if you want to call into this great radio station, RBN, go to 877-488-5340. 877-488-5350. As you know, folks, I always want to start off the show. This show is dedicated not to my book, not to me, but to the survivors, our fallen shipmates that died that day that don't have a voice. Folks, we're going to a break. Remember, support your sponsors on Republic Broadcasting Network. Greatest station, in my view, on the internet and radio stations around the country. See you in a minute.
collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on this beautiful, beautiful Friday we had in the state of Colorado. And I hope that your Friday has been as beautiful as this one in this great state of Colorado. And, you know, wherever you live, it is your great state. And I'm very proud of all of our states, all 50 states of this great country. As I said before, folks, Your Voice Counts is dedicated to our fallen shipmates, and I mean America's fallen shipmates. You know, these guys joined the Navy and the Marine Corps and National Security Agency and CIA and all that stuff, and were aboard the USS Liberty, and 34 of our greatest heroes were murdered that day. Yes, they were murdered. 174 others were wounded, including myself, as well as my guest, Glenn Oliphant. The attack, as bad as it is, was, I don't know, just part of the pain. I mean, the pain, the real pain in my heart, and I think many survivors feel this way, the real pain in my heart is this government was in collusion with trying to destroy 294 souls aboard the USS Liberty and sink it. The government of the United States has been covering up for Israel for the past 45 years plus. Unspeakable war crimes. An act of war on the United States of America, June 8, 1967. As far as I'm concerned, there has been no peace treaty made between the U.S. Has there? No. We were attacked by a foreign government, the government of Israel. And they got by with it. I can tell you why. Israel runs America. That's a very sad statement, folks, but it is the truth. AIPAC, ADL, ICE, on and on and on. The so-called Reverend Hagee with his support for Israel and none others, with his Israeli flag in his church. They're all Israeli firsters. Yeah. Israeli firsters. Murder Americans, but support Israel. Just doesn't make sense to me. You know, Israel's is pretty, pretty tight and friendly with the people that you vote for and put in Congress. That's right. And they're pretty friendly with the presidents that they dictate that they want in office. Not for the sake of the American people, not for the sake of our fallen shipmates, whether they be aboard the USS Liberty, whether they gave their lives during the Levant affair, whether they gave their lives in Iraq, and are still giving their lives in Afghanistan. My son spent 13 months in Afghanistan fighting in a hellhole. For what? He came back a wounded soldier. He came back a wounded soldier. He came back and he spent 14 months. 14 months in a wounded warrior program trying to get his stuff together. I wish they would have had that type of counseling and stuff that these fellows have that I think we kind of blazed a trail for. The Vietnam vets, the USS Liberty vets, all of us blazed the trail for our heroes right now fighting for us. Or are they fighting for us? In my view, they're fighting wars for Israel. If Israel wants to fight wars, let them fight them on their own. Don't bring America into it. And certainly Congress, certainly Mr. President, whoever you may be, don't fight any more wars for Israel. Don't give them any more money. In fact, don't give any more money to any foreign governments. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to take care of our own veterans. We have to balance our budget before we fall off this cliff we'll never get out of. Are we going to be a third world country? No, we'll be a fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh. We'll be at the bottom of the pile, all for the sake of Israel. You think I'm just bitter against Israel because they murdered my 34 shipmates? You bet I am. But I'm also bitter at our leaders They're still digging us a hole, just all for the sake of Israel. Israel comes first, no matter what. Benjamin Netanyahu right now wants to get us in a war with Syria and Iran. We're doing war games. Yes, war games out in the Med, showing our stuff off with Israel to scare Iran. Well, you're not going to scare Iran. They're going to do what they're going to do. Syria's going to do what they're going to do. But, hey, listen, leave America out of it. If Israel wants to put their ships out there and their submarines, let them do it. Let them do it. Let their soldiers fight and die for their own country. Don't bring America into it. Do not bring America into it. No more wars for Israel, ever. God bless America. God bless America. But I am not and will not ever support any congressperson, president, town hall administrator, or dog catcher, all for the sake of Israel. That will never happen from Philip F. Turney. I'll tell you that. I have a few more things I have to go through, and I want to get these done quick so I can get my very, very special guest on, survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty, which has paid a very, very dear price for his service to this country. A very dear price, and we'll get into that when I get Glenn on the line. So please, Glenn, just hang on, buddy. I'll get you on in just a moment. I want to give a special thanks to just a great gal that I've become just super friends with, along with her husband, Rick, and her parents, Harley and Helen. And, of course, John Gadesco and his wife. I mean, come on. There's none better. None better in this world than those people. They support us. They take care of us. And Betty is getting better by the day, thanks to John. John, thanks for taking good care of your wife, and keep on washing those dishes. If you want to listen to Cat's songs, please go to YouTube. USS Liberty Songs, that's the song she sings from her heart. And this heart is big. It is big as the state of Texas. She gives it her all. And I love her for that. She's an angel. And I love her husband for giving Kat the leeway to put up with people like me and Ron Kukul and others that are always bothering her. But she gets great guests on the show, and she takes care of them with a fine-toothed comb. So, Kat, this show is also in honor of you and your husband and your parents. And I wish your mother to get well soon. I know your dad just had a stent to keep his heart going and a little machine that I guess electrocutes it when it doesn't work, but God bless you all, and I just appreciate it very, very much. And a very, again, a special, special thank you to my dear, dear friend, John Gadesco, one of the finest officers aboard the USS Liberty has ever seen. John was fortunate enough to get off the USS Liberty just before our ship left. And I always love this story. John says, yeah, I was there. I pushed you guys off with my foot when you headed to Africa. And that's exactly what John did. And so, folks, if you want to go to the best site on the Internet about the USS Liberty, go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Now, this comes from a distinguished officer aboard the USS Liberty, Lieutenant John Gadesco. We will be back in just a minute, folks. I hear the music coming on, so support your sponsors, RBN, and then we'll continue on with our show. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Thank you for hanging on board, and I just wanted to get a few things done. I have a list here, I always do. That's just what I have to do to get this show going. But I wanted to, you know, when I was talking about John Gadusto's site, you know, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty, I meant that is the best website to go to get the real truth about the USS Liberty. I mean, live stories, and just there's so many interesting things on there that you could literally stay on there for a week, a whole week. But there's also another person that I want to mention, Jim Annis Jr. wrote a book called Assault on the Liberty. And I gave Jim Annis Jr. great accolades in my book of what I saw that day about him kicking open the door for the USS Liberty. Jim Annis was lieutenant aboard that ship. He took John Gadusto's position in the intelligence department, and he also was a lieutenant, as John Gadusko was. Now, there is a little bit of disconnect, a little beef here, but I want to tell you why. First of all, do not go to Jim Ennis's website, because it's full of hate and discontent. Yeah, discontent. You know, he calls this radio program, he calls American Free Press, and me, a Nazi, a Jew hater, Holocaust denier, on and on and on and on. How dare you, Jim Ennis, put that on there? You don't know me. You're not God. How do you judge people like that? You know, you ought to be darn thankful that this show is on the air to get the truth out about the USS Liberty. You ought to be getting on your knees and thanking that this show is on air. So for you to slander Republic Broadcasting Network and American Free Press and others is unforgivable. So stay away from Jim Ennis' site. If you do go to it, leave him a little message. Let him know what I think about his comments about my friends. I stick up for my friends. I stick up for my shipmates. And I always will till the day I die, till my very last breath. You know, we've had a lot of interesting guests on Your Voice Count. Congressmen, senators, FBI, CIA, national security, professors, self-hating Jews, as they say, and many, many more Jews that come on this radio station and support what we're trying to do is get the real truth out about the USS Liberty and what happened to the crew and the survivors, and we want the truth out. You know, I wasn't the only person aboard that ship. You know, I wrote a book, What I Saw That Day, but that, there's a lot of fellows out there that saw what they saw that day. You know, the survivors, and they're the only ones that can tell the truth. They're the ones that were there that very, very, very sad day that they were left out here by our government to be slaughtered by a foreign government, the government of Israel. Cover up. You think of John F. Kennedy cover up, think of this one. Believe me. You think of the Levant affair, think about the USS Liberty cover up. It all fits in together. A big thank you to RBN for giving me, Philip Francis Turney, proud USS Liberty survivor, a chance to get the truth out about this crying shame, this act of war on America by the state of Israel, our supposed ally. And believe me, folks, they murdered us. They wounded us. They tried to sink us with glee in their eye. Just a moment, then we're going to bring out our guest. Mr. Glenn Oliver, thank you, Glenn, for hanging on. This is a rather long introduction, but I had to get it done. Support your sponsors on RBN. It would be too late for liberty.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. I had to get on a different line. We were having some problems. It's happened for the last couple weeks. Why, I don't know. Maybe it's Skype. I've been using Skype, so perhaps I should give Skype a ring up to see what the heck's going on. But, you know, we're here together, and so the show will continue. I'm on the landline now. And I just, again, I want to thank John Stattmiller. And, of course, Sam, our board operator, for keeping us up to speed. And all of the crew of, you know, John Stattmiller, he's got a lot of valuable, interesting people that keep this show going. And I appreciate that very much, John, for giving me again the chance to get the true story out about the USS Liberty. And, folks, you know, Republic Broadcasting has a lot of expenses, and they got a pledge going. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. Give what you can, and we'll go from there. And I and certainly John Stattmiller and his fine group of people that he has working for him appreciate that. Now, I'm going to say one other thing before we bring our distinguished guests on. Here we are, we had a problem in Libya, Benghazi. The president said, I quote, and this was in his
debate the other night, that we take care of our own. We take care of our own. Well, sir, if that is a fact, you've fallen down on your duty, as well as all of your comrades in Congress and all presidents since LBJ. So don't let the survivors of the USS Liberty down. If you think that you take care of your own, there's no statute of limitations on cold-blooded murder and war crimes. You know, sir, whoever may become president, it is incumbent on you to bring up the USS Liberty and get this story out in the truth. Now, with my long-winded introduction, and I apologize for keeping you on air so long, Glenn, welcome aboard. Your voice counts. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bill. I really appreciate being on your show this evening, and I look forward to this event.
Well, thank you. And you know, I want to let the people know a little bit about you. Glenn joined the Navy in 1965. And became an electronics technician, which is a very technical field. And I don't know exactly what they all do, but I know electronics and technician has, a pretty smooth ring to it. Yeah, the United States ship Liberty was Glenn's first duty station. Glenn left the Navy in 1969, and then civilian life held many different jobs for Glenn. Glenn retired in 2011, and Glenn lives in the great state of Minnesota. And I might remind you folks that that Glenn's eardrums were destroyed during that attack. And Glenn has to use devices after device to just even communicate on the phone or the radio or wherever. And God bless for technology. I'm glad you're on air. And I just wanted to say, Glenn, I think of you as an American hero, and I'll never forget sitting with you when we were dedicating a memorial oh boy, my brain went dead. Zimmerman, Minnesota. There you go. And we sat there and talked a few minutes and how great it was and how great those people were up there. And you know, Glenn, I would like you to, if you would, please give me your thoughts from start to the end of what you thought and what was going on when you, joined the Navy and got aboard the Liberty. You got on there about the same time I did in 1965, but what did you think this ship was all about, or did you know?
Well, it was kind of interesting, Phil, because I had no idea. I had become an electronics technician and with a radar designator, so I was pretty sure I was going to be on a ship. And so then when I got my orders out of electronics school, they said I was going to be going to the USS Liberty. But then I had 30 days leave, and then I went out to Norfolk. And when I got to Norfolk, they said, well, your ship is still out to sea, and we'll be back for 6 weeks. So we're going to send it to firefighting school and some other schools. I was really curious what the Liberty was, so I started asking people around, and they're telling me, oh, it's a spy ship. And so I thought, what? What am I getting into, you know? So I didn't really, I was a little surprised, to say the least. And so when the Liberty got into port then, and I saw the ship for the very first time, I thought, what is this thing? It's got all of these unbelievable antennas all over the place, I had never seen anything like this. So it was quite a shock, I guess, for me to see the Liberty for the very first time.
Well, you know, Glenn, it's interesting, and I didn't know this until just now, that you and I came aboard the USS Liberty exactly at the same time. I was on the Amphion waiting for the Liberty to come aboard. You remember the Amphion was ported actually right next door to the Liberty when the Liberty sailed in. And, yeah, I felt the same way. Of course, I was a fireman at that time in engineering, and I looked at this ship and I thought, well, what the heck is it? And the first thing I heard, well, the ship maps the bottom of the sea, and I thought, well, sounds interesting to me. How come all those antennas are on top and not on the bottom? So I knew there was something, you know, that I wasn't being told because I was just a young kid. I really didn't care because I enjoyed my duty aboard the Liberty, as I know you did, because it was a wonderful ship to be on and a lot of great people. Please go ahead.
Yes, it sure was. I was really pleased when I got on board the ship to meet the people in the electronics crew there. And so then, believe it or not, John Gadesco was the officer in charge of the electronic maintenance for the ship. And so I got to meet John right away, and so he was just like a father. So I think all of the electronics maintenance guys, he was just fantastic. I really enjoyed John. Matter of fact, to tell you the truth, I had a conversation with John before he left the ship that I said, I really want to stay in the Navy. And so he says, well, I sure hope you do. And if it wouldn't have been for the attack on the Liberty, I would have stayed in. But I realized that when talking to everybody, that the ship was really not that old, and almost all of the electronic equipment that the electronic technicians had to work on was new stuff. And we basically dealt with some of the receivers that were in the radio rooms, not in the research spaces, and then also the radio transmitters. And then because I had a radar designator, I worked on the radar and the IFF. Didn't have a lot of equipment, really, for the responsibility, except when we pulled into port, and then we had to go out and paint the masts and work on the things like that. So it was a real enjoyable ship to be on.
It was, and interesting enough, you and I went and became shellbacks at the very same time. And what an interesting time that was.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know how fast you got your mind in spanked, but I sure got mine spanked real hard.
Yeah, I did too, but you know, going through the equator at that time, and of course they don't do that anymore like we had it, but it was well worth it, you know, climbing through the slop, getting your butt kicked and being a polywog, and all of a sudden you're a shell back. And that was a shining moment in my life. And anybody who's ever gone through that, I guess would say the same thing. But you know what I'm really interested in is, your insight and intellect. You know, Glenn, when we left, we left our duty station in 1967, leaving Norfolk, Virginia. It was just a usual cruise for us. And I had no inkling anything was wrong, or everything just seemed like it always was. We go to Africa and we come back. What do you think?
Well, you know, it was... I had an unusual thing occur, and I think most of the guys on the ship heard about it, but supposedly some lady in Norfolk was saying that the USS Liberty was going to be sunk, and so somehow or other that rumor got around the ship, and I don't know where they ever heard it. I you know, or even if somebody made it up. But it was, I thought, that, you know, that can't happen, you know. You just don't believe those things. And so, everything just seemed very normal, you know, and then we got to Abidjan, and all of a sudden, the order's hitting, we gotta get under sail right away. I happened to be the duty driver that night, so I'm taking the vehicle around and picking up sailors from all over the place and getting them back to the ship so we could get underway. So, and that, you know, that didn't feel right. I certainly didn't, but there again, I didn't have any fear because, I don't know, you feel secure on a ship that's 450 feet long. You don't feel any danger.
Well, thanks for the ride, by the way. But, you know, yeah, you don't feel any danger with the flag, the American ship. You know, that is our banner. That is our protection. That is what this country is founded on, is the red, white, and blue. And I was stunned to bring brought, you know, to be brought back to the ship for before we were supposed to. And of course, a day or so after that, we found out that there were problems in the Middle East. And you take it from there, please, Glenn. Thank you.
Sure. Well, then, you know, the ship finally arrived at Rota, and so then we were refueling, and so there was something was taking longer than necessary. I don't remember now. We were repairing the hoses on the Umbound Freeway there, the Trescom, because they couldn't get the leak solved. So then there was a sub-tender over there, and they repaired the hoses so we could get the Trescom to work. But, so then, you know, then we were underway, and I was just really amazed when we were left Rota that how many ships there were in the Mediterranean, and especially the number of Soviet ships in the Mediterranean. But there again, you know, I guess I was very curious. You know, people then, we had started hearing on the radio, in the radio room about events that were heating up in the Middle East, so, you know, things were getting a little tense over there. We didn't really know where we were going, I guess, you know, but we just kept sailing east and sailing east and sailing east, and you know, I didn't think that we were still in any danger, and then when we finally got over to where we were supposed to be operating, I remember at 6 o'clock, when I got up, that some guys were saying that, you know, there were some, planes flying overhead, looking at our ship and observing what was going on. And, so then after I had breakfast, I went up on the deck and saw an aircraft flying overhead, and it was an Israeli aircraft, and it appeared that they were taking pictures of our ship. In the course of the morning, one more time, I went up on the deck, and I saw another aircraft going over the ship. And I was told that there had been at least 8 overflights of their ship. So I didn't, you know, I didn't think we were in any problems. I did look over on shore over by Gaza, and I could see that there was some smoke over on shore, and so people were saying, you know, something, you know, they know there's fighting and stuff going on over there. And so I thought it seemed like we were pretty close to shore, and of course when you're only 14, 15 miles from shore, it appears that it's closer than it really is. So, but, still didn't really have any issues. I know at lunch they said that we're going to have a general quarters drill, and so at 1 o'clock, so we were all pretty much prepared, so they sounded the alarm and we had our drill. Everything seemed to go very good. The captain seemed to think that it was good. So after that drill, I went down to the mess decks, and some other guys and I, we were having some Kool-Aid, and all of a sudden there was a tremendous explosion. And it just vibrated through the whole ship. And then very shortly thereafter, there was another one, and then another one, and then another one, and the general quarters drill goes off. So my general quarters station was, fortunately for me, I didn't have to go outside. It was almost directly above the mess decks where the radio transmitter room was. So I went to the radio transmitter room, and as soon as I got there, the radio men were announcing or calling me over the announcing system, the message system, down to the radio transmitter room. They were saying, we need a transmitter, we need a transmitter.
Glenn, I apologize to interrupt you. Very interesting what you've got to say. And we've got a break coming up on RBN, Studio B. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. Folks, please support your sponsors on Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. See you in just a few minutes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50, on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the surrender.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. Thanks for hanging on, and thanks for supporting RBN. Appreciate that very much. And also, I appreciate tremendously a true American hero that went through hell on earth aboard the USS Liberty and has paid for it all of his life. And Glenn, I want to back up just a little bit on the airplanes, and then we'll go on from there. Now, the airplanes that you saw
reconnaissing our ship, looking at our vessel, did you have any, could you describe if they were, had any markings, or did you know who they were, or anything of that nature?
Oh, Phil, both of the aircraft that I saw, they looked like flying, what I call the flying boxcar. That was a older plane back in my day. And they had, the Star of David on the wing. And so, you know, I knew what the Star of David was. I knew it was Israeli. So I knew that they were looking at it. And in the one instance, I think it was the second time that I saw a second aircraft, where they were actually taking pictures. You could see that there were someone shooting pictures of the ship. So, you know, there's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that they knew, that the ship was the USS Liberty, because it was one of the most unique ships in the entire, Atlantic Fleet or Pacific Fleet anywhere, because of all the antennas that they had on them.
Absolutely, and I agree. And one other thing, Glenn, when you saw our friends, our allies, with the Star of David, as I did, I felt great relief and no panic at all, because I knew our friends were there. In your own words, what I saw that day is what I saw that day. But what did you see that day, and how did you feel?
Well, I knew, you know, by looking over at shore and seeing the smoke over there, and people were saying, oh, there's a war going on over there, and being really close. But like you say, I did feel comfortable, because I thought, well, you know, apparently there's no enemy aircraft in the area here, and I thought that that would really be the only thing that would cause us any problems, because here's this slow-moving aircraft flying over the ship and taking pictures. So I had no idea whatsoever that we were in danger where we were.
And you felt no danger from the State of Israel?
Absolutely not. No, I did not.
As I did not, you know, and sadly to say, that was our greatest fear and enemy on that fateful day. But, you know, here we go, after GQ. Let's go to GQ, and that started at about, what, 1300?
No, I think that was 1400, because I believe that we had lunch, and then the GQ was at 1300, and then the attack started like at 1:58, I believe. I think that's what it said in the log.
Thanks. Now, what I was talking about was the drill that started about an hour before that. But now, listen, we're going to a break. Glenn, hang on. God bless you. We got a lot to talk about. Folks, if you want to get involved in this very great discussion, call in.